So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I want to encourage you to go over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. And when you're done with that, go over to the website, theericaglessingshow.com. And there's lots of yummy free gifts on that website, plus more information about guests like the most amazing and beautiful and talented guests in the world. Her name is Liz Schweiger, and your old name still kind of pops in my head sometimes. So welcome. How are you?
Oh my goodness. I am so wonderful today.
Aww. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about you and kind of your business and what you're up to.
So I call myself a transformation guide. I have lots of cool modalities and things that I play with. I chose some really interesting things in my life that were kind of like a series of unfortunate events, some might say. When you look at it from the outside, you might be like, what was she thinking? And so I guess kind of my vision now and my journey now is I really want to help people who are also in those moments of kind of crazy hamster wheel and feeling like they, you know, can't see the end of their craziness. I want to get in there and I want to help them walk through it. And I just want people to know that there is sunshine, even in a pile of crap. So
I love it.
I'm really great at just pulling that stuff out of people and helping them see their truth and guiding them through that. So yeah, the name of my business is The Sunny Side, because that's what I'm always looking at, is the sunny side of everything.
Well, that makes perfect sense that we connected, of course.
Yeah.
Me being a happiness person, so happiness and sunny side. And, you know, we have a very exciting announcement today. So why don't you share with us a little bit about the new book that's coming out, and then tell us a little bit about your contribution in the book.
Cool. So you want me to talk about the book itself and then my part?
So we're announcing today Breast Easy.
Yay!
Yay! Today is its birthday. It's its launch day. And Liz is one of the writers. So why don't you share with us a little bit more about the book and your contribution?
So it's really funny because right before the book came into my awareness, I had asked the universe, like, what would it take to write a book? And then, like, not 2 days later, you and I were chatting about, you know, me contributing to the book. So that alone is just absolute magic in my mind. My contribution to the book is really about my relationship with my body and how I sort of used my body as a tool to get what I wanted. And kind of how that created a really nasty yuck with my relationship with my body, and then how I came out of that and how I've created something so beautiful from my relationship with my body now.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, tell us a little bit about if we're having troubles with our either self-percept, or if we're worried our breasts aren't the right size or the right whatever, what are some things we can do to shift how we perceive ourselves? And maybe especially like if we're, if it's hard to be sort of noticed, you know what I'm saying?
So I think
got that. I got that thing of maybe a woman, maybe a lot of our listeners are extraordinarily beautiful. I got that. And yeah. So we walk into the room and I'm curious because I have global people around the world listening, and I'm guessing just based on how many beautiful people I connect with already.
Right.
But a lot of the listeners might be sort of extraordinarily beautiful, like stand out in a crowd beautiful. Rebecca Hulse is one of the contributors to Happy Publishing in the show. And so walks into an airport and she says, basically, like, things stop. So maybe just share with us like that sort of thing when you are in your glow and then people start noticing. How do you navigate that?
That's so interesting because I think so much of my life, and I don't necessarily want to speak for other people, but I also get this energy from others a lot that like we really base our opinions of ourselves based on how other people might perceive us. And so I really struggled with that a lot for a while. But now stepping into this space of, I also have that. Like, I'll walk into the grocery store and it seems like, I don't know, time just stops and like everyone's turning to look at me. And I'm like, okay, but now I know that I'm creating that. I'm creating that space because I am appreciating myself and I am creating this beautiful space where other people can't help but like grasp that energy because I'm emanating it everywhere I go, you know? And so as soon as I set up into a space, people feel my acceptance and my love of myself and they just can't help but like latch on to that. And I think it's actually really contagious as well. When you create that space for yourself to love and honor yourself, it's so yummy. Other people want to do that for themselves as well.
So, you know, I just would love it if you wouldn't mind getting into like breasts.
Yeah. Because, yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's a topic that it's so, I get the sense that it's still so taboo to even have like an open conversation. Everything seems so charged, you know, like if you're even talking about it in public, do you look around, you go, can I even talk about this? Tell me a little bit about getting, having a different approach to just that and what shows up for you when I even ask those questions.
It's so funny. I just feel like giggling because I have never really felt that connection with hiding. Like I just haven't. Like I've always felt this just totally like I'll take my shirt off. Like I don't care where I am and I don't care who's there. And so my relationship with that concept is I think maybe a little bit different, but I'm happy to share it because you know, I have small breasts and I always have. They've gotten a little bit bigger, you know, having children. I've gained and lost a lot of weight, you know, so they've gone through fluctuations, but in general, they've been fairly small my whole life. And I kind of struggled with my comparison, you know, with people who have larger breasts and whatever. But you know what? Just the concept of having breasts, I've never felt weird about that. There's something to be embraced. They're beautiful. And they're just like a natural, awesome gift. And so like, I love best, mine. Best I love book. Everyone.
Thus the book, Rest Easy. Thus the contribution of Elizabeth.
Yes.
Like that's like the perfect, like, well, for me, it's just easy.
Right. That's true. Breast easy. It is fairly easy for me.
I love it. So maybe the other thing I'm looking at, having two teenage girls in my house.
Oh, there you go.
Is what can we say to young women who are sort of coming of age? What messages might you have for someone just coming into the space of girl to woman transition?
Well, I really like the idea that we don't have to be defined by our breasts, but rather that we can embrace the idea of having them and not feeling like we need to hide them and not feeling like, you know, they're this big secret that we have to keep, you know, under lots of clothes and hidden into bras and all of that stuff. You know, it's not like we need to like flash people or, hey, whatever, you know, but I think it's really important to just embrace your body because our bodies are a part of us and we're part of our bodies. And, I guess, take few messages from like the media and things like that, because it's just a totally different energy than acceptance and love of one's body. And really just step into like looking in the mirror and being like, yeah, absolutely. This is beauty, whatever it is. If you have no boobs, if you have all the boobs, like it's just such a beautiful thing no matter what. And don't, don't compare yourself to other people because that just gets you nowhere fast.
I know, right? I love it. That's perfect. Thank you so much for coming. And if we wanted to get a hold of you and get some more yummy transformation guide information, where can we find you?
Oh, goodness. Yes, please. You can email me, liz@creatingmagicfromchaos.net. My website is www.creatingmagicfromchaos.net. You can also find me on Facebook, The Sunny Side with Liz Schweiger.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. This was so much fun this morning.